the makers of that good Weber's bread, present your all-star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a Western moon.
Ooh. From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Listen to a song of the wind. Listen to a song of the rain. Listen to a song of the sagebrush calling to me again. Me and my pony are free. Sing in a song of the sage. We never care where we be. We never work for a wage. We live a life of leisure here on the desert drive. We never search for a treasure. We want nothing gold can buy. We the cares of our age. Sing in a song of the
Thank you, folks. This is Boy Willing saying howdy for the Riders of the Purple Sage and asking you all to listen to another performance in the All-Star Western Theater. A little later, we have a great Western story for you, but we open the theater with music. Here's a tune that we made into a recording for Capitol Records, and from the way it's been selling, I know a lot of you like it. It's called Sometime.
Sometimes,
will change to Paris blue.
You know, to write or create a song like that one we just heard takes a lot of brains. And it takes brains to plan a good meal, too. You know that, don't you? Especially when you have three meals to plan 365 days out of the year. But Southern California homemakers know there is one food served at every meal that causes no worry. And that's Weber's bread. Yes, you can always depend on Weber's bread for soft freshness, extra rich flavor, downright good eating. It's good plain or toasted. Good in sandwiches. In fact, it's good anyway. So when you're planning good meals, plan to serve Weber's bread. You'll find it in every grocery store in its crisp blue and white checked gingham wrapper. That's Weber's. Good Weber's bread.
One, five, one, six, three.
Hey, wait a minute, Foy. 15163. What are you doing, calling signals for a football team?
No, Terry. Just drumming up a little business for one of our records. That's the number of the record that has some time on one side, and on the other is the number we've got scheduled for right now.
Well, we heard you and the boys in some time. We might as well turn you all upside down and hear the other side.
Well, if it's all the same to you, we'll stand here right side up and sing "I'll Have Somebody Else as Soon as You're Gone." I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone. You'll never break my heart no more.
I used to weep and sigh each time we said goodbye.
You broke my heart so often, there's no more tears to cry. I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone. I'll miss you, dear, but not for long. Another face will take your place and love will bloom anew. I'll make up for those tears I've shed a-crying over you. I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone. You'll never break my heart no more. Somebody else as soon as you're gone. You'll never break my heart no more.
I used to weep and sigh each time we said goodbye.
You broke my heart so often, there's no more tears to cry. I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone. I'll miss you, dear, but not for long. Another face will take your place and love will bloom anew. I'll make up for those tears I've shed a-crying over you. I'll have somebody else as soon as you're gone.
You'll never break my heart no more.
Now for Song of the Desert Country, a song of the land where the whole day's ride is planned to reach a waterhole, where the sun, the sand, and the devil himself conspire to keep a thirsty rider from the one thing more precious than gold, cool water.
Cool water. All day I've faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water. Old Anne and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Cool water,
clear
water,
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 And don't you listen to him, Dad. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water.
Cool water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on. A moving Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Cool water,
clear
water,
Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Story time in the All-Star Western Theater. Time for an amusing episode told by Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This little yarn from the Western country is called Jack the Joker. Within a few miles of the busy streets of Hollywood, the Western hills begin. Wide highways lead through tight little canyons to green valleys and rolling desert lands. Now and then, a dusty dirt road turns off into the hills and wanders right out of this modern world and into the West of long ago. Cattle graze in rolling pastures. Cowhands go about the everyday chores of ranch life. And a shimmering grove of cottonwoods marks the shady haven of an old ranch house. It may be a dude ranch, it may be the hideaway of a movie star or businessman, or it may be what it looks like, a working cattle ranch, run in the same way as the great western spreads of long ago. The Circle K is one of the most famous of these old ranches. Tucked in the hills, not too far from the city, it's a wonderful place to forget the turmoil of today and live the life of the Old West. The Riders of the Purple Sage like to spend a little time there now and then. And that's where we find Foy Willing and Al Slowey as our story opens.
Drifting along.
Foy and Al are not the only ones enjoying the hospitality of the Circle K. Also among the guests is the very beautiful actress, Kathy Dean. And our heroes, well, they always did like pretty scenery on their vacation.
Well, don't say a word, Foy.
Why not?
Because I'll wake up and that beautiful dream will be gone.
Yeah? I see what you mean.
That's what I like about this ranch. You meet the nicest people.
Well, wait a minute. You haven't met her yet, Al.
No, but I'm going to take care of that right now. Come on.
Now, take it easy, Al. She looks like the formal type.
Oh, I'll be formal, but friendly. Now, watch this.
Okay.
Well, how do you do, ma'am? Please allow me the honor of welcoming you to the Circle K.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you the owner?
Well, not exactly, but I feel so much at home here that it seems like my ranch.
Oh, Al means that we like to make new guests feel at home.
Oh, You must be some of the cowboys that take care of the guests and sell their horses and things like that.
Well, not exactly, but in your case, it would be a pleasure. Allow me to introduce Foy Willie.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, it's a pleasure, ma'am.
And my name's Al Slowey.
Oh, I'm Kathy Dean, and I think it's awful nice of you both to be so friendly. This is the first time I've ever been on a dude ranch, and there's so much you can show me.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we'd enjoy that, Miss Dean.
Oh, you have to call me Kathy. Everybody's so informal out west, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just being two handsome dude wranglers to wrangle me around.
We're not really...
Oh, you have lots of fun, and you'll just have to meet Jack. He's got the most wonderful sense of humor, and you'll just die at some of his jokes. Now, stay right here while I get registered and find Jack. Oh, this is going to be a wonderful vacation.
Oh. Who was it said she looked like the formal type?
Well, I take it all back. You know, she's sure beautiful. But she's a little busy, isn't she?
Well, that gal's a pixie. Well, who is this guy Jack?
Darn if I know. Just watch for a guy with a sense of humor, and that'll be Jack.
He must have a sense of humor. Well, if he has anything to do with Kathy, why, that gal... Oh, ow! Oh, my foot! Oh,
what's the matter?
Oh, hot foot! Oh, somebody gave me a hot foot!
Must be Jack, the guy with a sense of humor.
Turn me that part of my boot.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Boy, did you jump.
I'm liable to jump right down your throat, wise guy. That's a $40 pair of boots.
Ah, oh, where's your sense of humor?
I got a wonderful sense of humor. I think it would be awful funny if I smacked you right in the...
Oh, no. Careful, Al. Don't hit him now.
Oh, here's Jack now. Oh, you've already met Jack. Isn't he funny?
Yeah, real funny.
This is Jack Jones, my publicity man, Foy and Al.
Yeah, how do you do?
We call him Jack the Joker. He's really a riot.
Yeah, that's me. Anything for a laugh.
Now, you two big, handsome cowboys can help us carry in our luggage and... Then we'll all play him something to do this afternoon. Won't that be fun?
Yeah, I guess so. Pick up a couple of bags and start laughing, boy.
Okay. But what's Jack the Joker going to do?
Well, don't worry. I'll be right behind you.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Come on, boy. Let's get it over with. Pick up those two small ones.
Who's shooting at us?
Oh. Dynamite caps under the luggage. Isn't that a wonderful gag?
Oh, Jack, you think of the funniest thing.
Yeah, don't I?
I'm thinking of something awful funny, too.
No, no, don't hit him, Al.
Where's your sense of humor?
Al, where are you?
That you, Paul?
Yeah, come on out. What are you doing hiding in that closet?
Oh, I was hiding from Jack the Joker. I've had about all I can take from that guy.
What's the latest besides the rubber egg for breakfast and the roll of barbed wire in your chair last night?
Oh, he thought of a cute one. He dumped 40 cases of Jell-O into the swimming pool last night.
Yeah? What happened?
Three guests almost broke their necks diving into a solid chunk of six delicious flavors.
Well, it sounds like good, clean fun. I suppose Kathy just laughed and laughed.
Oh, yeah, she darn near had hysterics. And not only that, she decided that you and I are her pals.
That's good.
Yeah, she wants us to go riding with them this afternoon.
Oh, no, you can, brother, not me.
Well, but she's a doggone beauty.
Yeah, and so crazy. Yeah. I'll just stay here and read a good book.
Oh, come on, Foy. You leave me alone with Happy Jack, and I'm liable to strangle that guy.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. I tell you what, let's figure out a little joke to pull on Jack the Joker.
Now, that's something. Let's saddle the toughest bronc in the corral and give it to Jack to ride, huh?
No, he'd figure that one out. Gotta be something more subtle.
Oh, well, maybe we could take him down the river trail and sort of push him over the cliff.
No, we can't kill him.
Well, why not?
Say, I know. Terry's coming up this afternoon, and they don't know him. We'll get Terry to stage a fake holdup on the trail.
Yeah, we can all load up our guns with blanks and get Kathy and the funny man in the middle of a big gun battle. Say, that's good.
That ought to scare him out of a few laughs.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wait till I change my clothes and I'll go meet Terry in town and tip him off.
Okay.
Huh?
Say, hand me that gray riding outfit while you're in the closet.
Okay. Hey, look at this.
What is it?
Oh, well, somebody chained all of our clothes together and locked them with a padlock.
Yeah? Well, I'll give you one guess. Well, don't just stand there. Go get a hacksaw. Oh.
I think it's it just wonderful of you boys to go riding with us. We've never found this beautiful trail without your help.
Well, it's beautiful, all right, but it goes through some dangerous country.
Dangerous? What do you mean?
Well, Al's talking about all the holdups they've had along this trail.
Huh?
Yeah, there's a bunch of gunmen that hide back in the mountains and come down every now and then and hold up the riders along this trail.
Oh, why doesn't Sheriff get up a posse or whatever they do and go track them down?
Well, they've tried that, but three men got killed.
Yeah.
The bandits bushwhack them and back them up in those steep canyons.
Yeah, they're a desperate bunch. Just as soon kill you as look at you.
Yeah, that's why Al and I wore our guns. I don't think there'll be any trouble, but we're ready for it if there is.
Well, maybe we'd better go back to the ranch. Kathy's a very famous star, and if anything should happen to her, there'd be a lot of bad publicity.
We'll watch out for her, Jack. Just keep your eyes open while we're going through this narrow part of the canyon.
And remember, if any shooting starts, you protect Kathy.
Yes, yeah. Maybe we better go back. I'm scared now.
Oh, don't worry. We're used to danger out west.
Hands up! Stay on your horses. Keep your hands up.
He's one of the bandits, boy.
Let's get him, Al.
Don't wreck those guns.
He'll kill us.
Shoot him, Al.
Run for it.
Okay, Terry. That's enough.
Sure, that's Terry
O'Sullivan. Oh, brother. Did Jack jump when the shooting started?
How's that for a funny gag, Jack?
Yes. Yeah, very funny.
Terry, you were wonderful. Meet Jack Jones and Kathy Dean.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I hope I didn't scare you too much.
No, no, that's all right. I love practical jokes, even when they're on me.
Well, let's get out the lunch we brought along and eat it here by the river.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. But I'm still shaky from how wonderful joke you boys played on me.
Yeah, well, I had a fine lunch fixed up by the cook. He even baked a cake for us.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm starved.
I got the sandwiches. Boy, you take the cake.
Okay, let's go right over here by the river.
Oh, man, look at that cake. Three kinds of frosting and a foot high.
Yeah. Let's set it down right here. Hey, keep your fingers out of that frosting, Al.
Oh, but it looks so good.
Hey!
Faces. Brother, did they jump?
Now,
Foy? Yeah, right now, Al.
Crap!
I got him.
Hey, put me down!
Right in the river with him.
Brother, did he sink?
Yeah, that pool's really deep, too.
That's another joke on you, too.
Not this time, beautiful. Jack the Joker's in the river.
Friends, Southern California styles, you know, are now featured all over the United States simply because they are becoming comfortable and smart. And in the same manner, California cuisine is fast becoming one of the most popular. Well, I guess Californians just know how to live and eat. And I know they certainly know how to enjoy good Weber's bread. Yes, indeed. Weber's bread has been a Southern California favorite for years and years. It's just typical of good taste. Weber's bread is always soft and fresh and delicious. It's bound to be, because it's made of the finest ingredients, it's blended and baked by master bakers, and it's delivered oven fresh to your favorite grocery store every day. Yes, Weber's bread is a Southern California natural. It's good to look at, and it's good to eat. Try good Weber's bread very soon, won't you? You'll see it in your grocery store in its gay blue and white checked gingham wrapper. Ask for Weber's. Good Weber's bread.
Here's a final song from the Riders of the Purple Sage that captures all the lonesome beauty of a long western trail, the long shadows of twilight, the far-off wail of a coyote, the rhythm of the horse's hooves. All are in the melody and lyrics of Blue Shadows on the Trail.
Along blue shadows.
sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the
time to hit the home trail again. This is Foy Willing saying so long for Al Floy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the Riders of the Purple Sage. Our musical arranger is Jerry Vaughn, and Bill Gray and Gene Bates helped us tell our story today. Thanks to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show, and thanks to all of you for being with us. We'll be seeing you again real soon, and until then, may your trail be downhill and shady.
Friends, join us again next week when the makers of that good Wilbur's bread bring you another all-star Western theater program. And by the way, if you'd like to see one of our shows here in Don Lee's beautiful new studios, write to Ticket Department, Mutual Broadcasting System, Hollywood 28. Your request will be filled promptly. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.